At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
All right, happy holidays to all of you listening to the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830-WCCO. It's the Chad Harbin Show, Henry Lake in for Chad. Hope that everybody's doing well. I know that earlier, the best of Adam and Jordana, that DJ was mentioning how I love the hot weather. And yes, I do enjoy the hot weather. But I wanted to start the show with just the obvious. And it is, make sure that you take care of yourself out here in these hot temps. It is brutal to some. Now, I enjoy this type of weather. But there's a couple things that I would have to, you know, say with regards to enjoying this type of weather. Number one, I work indoors. Me and Josh Wheeler are in studio. We're talking into these microphones. We're hitting buttons. We've got computers in front of us. I've got a gallon of water, spring water right here. So I'm indoors. I don't have to work outside. I'm not landscaping. I'm not working on the roads, whatever. So for me, yes, my reality is different than some other individuals, number one. Number two, you have to be reasonable and logical when you're outdoors. You can't be outside 24/7. And you know that young people like to be outdoors and on the lakes and doing this and doing that and drinking alcohol and all this stuff, whatever. You got to be smart, okay? You have to be smart. Just don't be out here in the elements just thinking that you're invincible. And then lastly, stay hydrated. You got to stay hydrated. I'm indoors and I'm staying hydrated. You can't be out in these temps and thinking that you're just not going to be impacted or affected by the heat. Yes, I'm going to try to get out, enjoy the weather, potentially get out to a lake. And it makes sense, right? Like holiday weekend, my name's Henry Lake. I should get out on a lake. But just be smart about it. Don't be out in the elements thinking that this heat is not going to impact you. Like at the top of the hour, when Ari was in here doing his top of the hour update, news update, on one of our televisions, we have it on WCCO TV. And they had a live shot of my friend Reg Chapman, television reporter, and he was at the farmer's market. I just texted Reg after his live shot. I got to be honest with you, Josh. He looked miserable doing the live shot.
He did.
in these temps. He looked absolutely sweltering.
Yeah, it was. Yes, bad. It was bad.
He looked miserable. Yeah. So look, it's not fun for everybody, and I get that. Like for you, mm-hmm. Where do you fall in line with how you feel about temperatures like this?
I'm kind of like you. I kind of try and find the nearest body of water to, you know, whether it's like Maynard's out in Excelsior or not Excelsior, but Wayzata, and mm-hmm. just kind of maybe just lay low and try and find something that's You can catch a little bit of the lake breeze or the or some kind of breeze by water, if you will. That's kind of my go-to. But, yeah, I definitely pack a water bottle with me wherever I go this time of year. It's tough.
88 degrees currently, but it feels like 95.
Yeah.
I would agree with that because when I got out of my vehicle, when I came downtown and I parked, mm-hmm. and I got out, I was like, yeah, it feels like it's mid-90s, yeah. Which I'm good with. I deal with it. But at the same time, I want people out there to be safe.
Yeah.
As always, over the course of the next couple of hours, you can, you know, feel free to call in or you can text the show, 651-461-9226. That is the talk and text line. We take you up until 2:30 because at 2:30, what do we have? We got Twins pregame. Twins raise this weekend at Target Field. Looking forward to this series. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it to the ballpark, though, with the holiday weekend going on, because I know I'm not going today. I'm going to try to go and hang out with a couple of people. I have a cousin that's in town from Atlanta. She's here for the next week visiting family, so on and so forth. I love my cousin Jackie. She is feeling so much better health-wise. She's a cancer survivor, and she just got some really great news about a week or so ago. So for her to be in town, for her to be feeling good, that's something that my family loves and appreciates, and so we're happy to have her here. So I'm just going to kind of get out and about, hopefully, maybe over the course of the next couple of days. Any specific plans for Josh Wheeler and his wife?
Working today, but tomorrow is to be determined. Might go maybe take a day trip up north and on Mille Lacs or something and just enjoy the day. And then I do work tomorrow morning, though, so it'll be afternoon.
Which you surprised me because I didn't. So when I was thinking about what's open and what's not mm-hmm. open, I thought that the majority of things were not open today.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably wrong. When you say, yeah, Target's open. And
Aldi's open, like, yeah.
Whole Foods, you said, is open. So, like.
Yeah. I've worked Whole Foods on the 4th before. It's not. It's the same thing. It's just. Bunch of people. You get after 6 or 7, though, everybody's doing fireworks. Everybody's doing their thing.
So, now, is it modified hours, or is it just open? Like So Target is open today.
10 p.m. Yep. 6
really?
A.m. or 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Yep.
Yeah, that surprised me a little bit. Yeah. I did not know that. All right. So the thing that, and we'll get into this here in a little bit, about food. We're going to talk a little bit of food here the first 20 minutes of the show, 20 to 25 minutes of the show. But today, if there's one item that you would say is the number one most consumed item on the 4th, what would you guess that to be? I don't have definitive information on what is the most consumed, but what would be your educated guess?
Sadly, hot dogs.
I think it's hot dogs.
I mean, it's kind of the cliche.
That's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
Burgers
is a very close second.
I think that burgers has to be second, right? Yeah. And I was thinking about this earlier because on ESPN, they had everybody in the studio and they were doing First Take.
Yeah.
And it was the regular cast mm-hmm. was not, you know, they're off on the holidays. Yeah. So they had a different group of people and they had a mix of, do you want a hot dog or do you want a burger? Half of them said they wanted a burger. The other half said they wanted a hot dog. Hot dog or burger? What do you pick?
Not to bury the lead, but I'm going with my gal, Courtney Cronin, burger. She went burger, so I'm going to go burger.
Yeah, I'm going hot dog.
Mm.
Me and you saw the same segment.
Yeah, yep.
Courtney was hosting it today.
Mm-hmm.
The burger she had looked good. Yeah, but the hot dog looked a lot better. It did.
Are you anti-Shake Shack? Is that what you're saying? Have you had Shake Shack?
I've had Shake Shack. It was years ago.
Oh, okay.
The I think the first Shake Shack that came to Minnesota was the one over there by Southdale. And then there was, I think there's two because there's one in the Mall of America, too.
Yeah, and Maple Grove has one now, too.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So are you a big Shake Shack guy?
I eat it once every few months. But, yeah, it's my go-to. I think it's way better than In-N-Out and all that other stuff.
I'm going to be at In-N-Out next week.
Yeah, well, I'm sure
you will.
On the
Vegas trip.
Yeah.
Animal style, baby. Animal style. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, though, we'll continue a little bit of food conversation because somebody is celebrating their 101st birthday. Who is that? I'll tell you on the Chad Harpin Show.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Harpin Show. Henry Lake in for Chad. Reminder to the people that may venture to downtown Minneapolis, because I see it out the window here. You don't have to pay for parking today. It's a holiday. You don't have to pay for parking. There's a elderly couple that's looking at the they're looking at the sign. I wish I could yell to them. I can't open this window. But, yeah, you don't have to pay for parking today. You are covered. Well, there's something that is celebrating their 101st birthday, and that would be the Caesar salad. I'm not sure if Josh Wheeler is a fan of the Caesar salad, but the Caesar salad is celebrating their 101st birthday. I like a good salad. I have eaten more salads in the last few months than I typically do, because I have done a lot more of eating less meat. Meat has been in moderation for me. Mm-hmm. I'm watching how much sugar I put into my body as well. I did like a strong detox and fast, and I'm down, what, 15 pounds. And I typically lean out in the summer anyway, but drinking a lot more water, eating less sugar, even though I was ranting about these phenomenal donuts yesterday that I love at the donut hole. I cheat a little bit in maybe the last 10 days. But the bottom line is salads I love. And I love a good salad from Sweet Green or Crisp and Green. I actually got a leftover salad in the refrigerator that I want to get to a little bit later this evening. Mm-hmm. But the Caesar salad, 101 years old. What is your favorite salad, Josh Wheeler? Because Caesar salad, I respect it. It's not my favorite salad. Mm. I definitely would say that a Cobb salad is better than a Caesar salad, but I could be in the minority.
I'm going to give the applause for the Caesar salad here, because I'm definitely team Caesar salad, especially this summer. If I'm going to a get-together and there's a big, huge bowl of just already dressed out Caesar salad, I'm going for seconds, maybe thirds with that. It's a great salad.
Okay, so,
but it has to be made right. Like, sometimes it's just too much lettuce, not enough, you know, pizzazz with it, and that's when it's just not a Caesar salad.
All right, where are you at with the Greek salad? You a fan? I'm a fan.
It's up there. It's probably third or fourth for me, for sure. But Cobb salad, 100%, is the second place salad for me.
Well, the funny thing about the Greek salad is that I have learned over the course of the last couple of years that people, and this is, it's kind of funny, there are a lot of people out there that don't like feta cheese.
Mm.
I love feta cheese.
It's good for you.
I love feta cheese. So I like a Greek salad, but still I would put it behind the Cobb salad. The Caesar salad is a good salad. But the Chinese chicken salad, I think, is much better than a Caesar salad or even a Greek salad. I am watching my meat consumption, but the chopped chicken and then you've got the carrots, and then you've got the, you know, the wonton strips. I'm a fan, man. So 651-461-9226. What is your favorite salad? We're celebrating the Caesar salad's 101st birthday, but, you know, I love a good salad. I really do. And in the Caesar salad, it is romaine lettuce, yep, croutons, Parmesan cheese, dressing. With the Cobb salad, that's chicken, bacon, avocado, tomato, and more if you'd like.
A little bit of everything.
Now, the Waldorf salad has apples, celery, grapes, and chicken. Now, I know that we'll say that this is a salad, but it's not really a salad to me. And you'll probably, I don't know if you'll agree with
me. I've never heard of it, honestly. Up until today.
But no. I've heard of the Waldorf, but this is, to me, this is not a salad.
Okay.
It's technically a salad. This is not a salad. Mm. Coleslaw is not a salad.
No. Get that out of here.
Who in America believes that coleslaw is a salad? No, it's not. Get out of here with that. No. Coleslaw is not a salad?
No, if you have to mix it with a sauce to make it what it is, that's not a salad.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. We're just down on springberry salads, like the blueberry, strawberry, a little bit of balsamic maybe in there.
Good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so people are weighing in on the text line from the 651. Henry, you're right. Cobb salad is the best. Also, that's from the 651. From the 612, people appreciating the chicken Caesar salad. Another one from the 612, the Maynard's Franny salad. I'm not hip on the Maynard's Franny salad. Mm. I have, full transparency, I haven't been to Maynard's in probably over a decade.
You got to get out more, man. Got to hit the shores.
Dude, I used to get to Maynard's.
That's the spot, man.
At least a couple of times.
It's tough to find
a summer. It is tough to find.
Especially in the summer. I went a couple weeks ago with the wife just for lunch, and it was tough to even get a table outside.
Really? At Maynard's?
I feel like you can't really go to Maynard's and eat inside. Like, you can, I guess, but that place is built for outside patio.
Yeah, I mean, drinking. Who wants to eat inside if you're going to Maynard's?
I know, right?
I'm dead serious.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you can go to Maynard's and, like, accept an inside spot. I think I would just wait. Someone just preposterously said that they will take Caesar salad, but with anchovies on it.
Never had it.
Never had it. I don't have any interest in that. To each their own, but I have no interest in throwing anchovies anywhere near any food that I'm eating. So
text lines agreeing with me about coleslaw. They say coleslaw is not a salad. It is a side dish. I'm in agreement with you, text line. Like, I think it's preposterous for people to even offer that up, that coleslaw is some sort of salad. Now, this next one is in line with coleslaw, in my opinion. Potato salad's not a salad.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a side dish, too. It is not a. When I think of a salad, because you may say potato salad in name, mm-hmm, it's a salad. But when I think of salad, I am thinking of lettuce, you know, and then all the other stuff that comes with it.
Yeah.
What is this one? What's the last one that people are texting in? Salad nicois?
I think that's how you say it.
I don't know what that is. I've never had that. I'm dead serious.
Huh.
They say it's got everything you want in a salad. The Maynard's Franny salad. I'm definitely going to be looking that up here in the next commercial break. And then this other one from the 612. Tabbouleh, it's a Middle Eastern salad. I have to look that up and see what all that, because I don't think I've ever had that. Oh, here it is. Let me do a quick Google search. Oh, it looks good. It looks healthy.
Someone said the Nicois salad is French.
Oh, is it? Okay.
We have not had it.
This tabbouleh salad, it looks super healthy. It's unique, though. It looks rather different than what I'm accustomed to. And they've actually got two spellings of it. But yeah, today is not about salads. I know that we're celebrating the Caesar salad turning 101 years old. But you know what it's going to be. It's going to be hot dogs, brats, all the fun stuff that you have typically on the 4th of July.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.